Shoftim Parachov Pasuk Yud Beis. Klal Yisrael has gathered 400,000 men, 10% of whom are in the supply wagons, ready to attack Binyamin, particularly outside the city of Giva, and now they finally communicate to Binyamin. Vayishlechu Shiftei Yisrael Anoshim, and so the tribes of Klal Yisrael sent men, Bechol Shiftei Binyamin Lamor, throughout all the tribes of Binyamin, saying the following. What tribes of Binyamin? Binyamin is only one Shevet. So Rashi explains, Bechol Shiftei Binyamin Asarosh Shvatim Nechshevu Asara Mishpachosav. Binyamin had 10 sons. Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Geira, Naamon, Echi, Varosh, Mupim, Chupim, Va'ard. As it says earlier on, during the various censuses taken, and Binyamin had named all of his 10 sons after some aspect of Yosef HaTzadik, his beloved older brother who had been sold into slavery. All of this is discussed in Parshas Vayigash, where they stand in front, the Shvatim all stand in front of Yosef, and he reveals himself to them, and he meets Binyamin. I'm sorry, actually, it wouldn't be Vayigash, it would be right before, it would be Miketz, when Binyamin is brought before the trick of the cup, where they are then turned around and brought back. But in any case, Binyamin has 10 families, and the 10 families, Rashi explains, stand for 10 tribes. Sheyu mei Rachel shneimos ar Shvatim. So that, in a cosmic sense, there would be 12 tribes that came from Rachel. Binyamin's 10 sons and Yosef's 2 sons make 12 Shvatim coming from Rachel alone. And that means that all of them are now facing off. The 10 Shvatim, really it's 11 Shvatim against Binyamin, but you can call it 10, the Ma'an Loi says, by considering Ephraim and Menashe as Shevet Yosef as one. So it's 10 Shvatim against 10 families, 10 Shiftei Binyamin. And now they communicate, but Binyamin is not inclined to listen at this point. And so they say, Moha ra'a hazos asher nihi yisav bachem. What is this evil thing that has happened among you? They didn't say among the people of Giva. They said among you, implying that at this point the sin had now been connected to the entire Shevet of Binyamin. No Shevet can separate itself from the rest, they said to them. Your responsibility was to punish the offenders who had done wrong. You refused to punish them. And now we're going to insist that you hand them over to us because punishment must be given. Something must be done. Why did you do nothing? Al tamod al dam reyecha means some of the guilt was transferred to everybody else in the Shevet. Yud Gimel, and then they send their new demand. V'ata, tenu eswano shim b'nei v'liya l'asher ba'giva. Now, give us the men of wickedness in Giva. Unami same, and we will put them to death. Now remember, there is a strong legal argument from Shevet Binyamin that they are not worthy of the death penalty at all. But Binyamin had a chance to do something before, and they did nothing about it. But the Klal Yisrael continues, Unava'a ra ra'a mi Yisrael. And let us expunge, let us get rid, eliminate this evil from Yisrael. V'lo avu Binyamin l'shmo'a b'kol acheihem b'nei Yisrael. Note the word acheihem, very, very important every time it comes up. But Binyamin refused, they did not want to listen to the voice of their brothers, the b'nei Yisrael, for reasons that we have already seen and that the Ramban explains, that they felt that they hadn't been communicated with properly and that there was a pre-guilty verdict, which is unfair. But what's interesting about this is that the B'nai Binyamin in the Ksiv in the Psukim, it's written B'nai Binyamin, sons of Binyamin, but it's not read. It's a Kriyu Ksiv where the word B'nai is not pronounced. And the Minchas Shai has a tremendous pshat on this. He says, B'nai Kri, Ksiv, I'm sorry, it's Kri V'lo Ksiv. Oh, I said it backwards. It's not actually written in the text. We call them B'nai Binyamin, but we don't actually have the word B'nai in the text. So why is that? So the Minchas Shai, B'nai Kri V'lo Ksiv. And this is one of 10 times where we read an extra word that's not written in. B'chisar HaKsiv Milas B'nai, Ki asu zima unavola b'Yisrael. We see the entire tribe is responsible. They had done a shameful, immoral act among Klal Yisrael. V'royhu ligroi yichusam mibinyamin atzadik. And they deserved for their yichus to be removed from binyamin atzadik. They are binyamin, but they don't deserve to be b'nei binyamin because of how they have acted. Ulaharchiko mitoldosav, and to be pushed far away from his generations. Umichlolo, and from his midst. Velo kines b'nei binyamin, ki lo avulushma b'kalacheihem, and in the meantime they refuse to enter the Klal Yisrael because they refuse to listen to the voice of their brothers who were still treating them as brothers. And every other place, Ushar Kolam Makomo Shekara'am B'nei Binyamin, Nasan Lahem Tikva, V'derach Shuva, we'll see later that the word B'nei Binyamin is going to come up, and there's at least a hint of some kind of tshuva, at least a hint of some kind of hope, if they would return away from their Ma'asehem Harayim and they would do tshuva, they would be called B'nei Binyamin because they would deserve to be the sons of Binyamin. So the Minchas Shai, who usually does diktuk issues and grammar issues, here puts in a very important pshat about why that one word is omitted from the writing, even though it is part of the way we treat them. Now, as we're about to see, Binyamin isn't just sitting around waiting for an attack. They are readying themselves, and an all-out battle is going to ensue.